Good evening. It's a privilege to be up here again this evening. We thank all who have come again this evening. We'll just remember the meetings of the week. Tomorrow evening, youth group here at 6:30. That's still going forward, right? Yeah. And prayer meeting and Bible study on Thursday at 7:30. And then the breaking of bread next Sunday at 10 a.m. and gospel at 7. I'm just going to continue on kind of with the theme that Bennett was talking about our sin and about being guilty before God, and I'm going to read in 2 Samuel chapter 12. 2 Samuel chapter 12. So before we read here, I'm just going to give a little of the background. So the chapter before, we're not going to read it because it's a lot of reading, but David, king of Israel, he was in his house, and he saw a beautiful woman from up in his rooftop, and he wanted her, and he lusted after her, and he sent messengers and got her to come, and he committed adultery with her. And then she sent a message saying, I'm pregnant, I'm having a baby. And this woman's husband, along with most of the rest of men of Israel, were out fighting against the Ammonites and perhaps some other countries, I don't remember exactly. Anyway, they were out fighting, and so David sends messengers and says to Joab, his commander, send this man Uriah home so that he can come home. And so David talked to Uriah when he came home and said, you need to go see your wife and go wash yourself and take a break. So David committed the sin of adultery. Then he got Uriah to come home to try and cover up his sin. And Uriah wouldn't go to see his wife because all the rest of his comrades were out laying in the field, sleeping in the field, in the open field. And then David got him drunk to try and get him to go home, and he still wouldn't go home. So then David sent a message with him back to battle and told Joab, make sure Uriah goes out into the heat of the battle and he's killed. So David did all these sins, and lastly he killed the man at the hand of the Ammonites. And then this is where we're going to read verse 12. So the last verse, or chapter 12, the last verse of chapter 11 says, but the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Chapter 12, verse 1, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, and the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and he grew up together with him and with his children, and it did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. So remember, just before this story that Nathan's telling David, David had done all these wicked sins before God, and yet he just wasn't even thinking about them, just swept them under the rug. And verse 6, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he hath done this thing and because he had no pity. And verse 7, and Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah, and if that had been too little, I would have moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. And we'll turn down to verse 13. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, The Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. So how many people in this meeting tonight, you're still in your sins, you're not saved, and this is just like you. We commit all these different sins against God, and even if we don't physically commit sins like this, God says the thought of foolishness is sin. And to God, even if we think about something in our mind, it's the same as if we'd done it. And yet, we hear stories of someone down the road, they stole gas at the convenience store, or they broke in and stole something from somebody, or they abused their wife or abused their kids, done such and such a thing, and we say, oh, that's so evil, that they should go to jail for years. They don't deserve to get away with that. And yet, thou art the man. I'm just as guilty as the next guy. You're just as guilty as the next guy. We've all sinned against God. And none of us are better than the other one. And yet, if you're sitting here in this meeting tonight and you're not saved, you haven't come to grips with that. You still think you're better than the next guy. You still think that your sin is not as bad. We'll not worry about it. Just like David here. He had committed some awful sins. And then he heard the story about this man, a rich man that stole a poor man's lamb. It was just stealing a lamb. In our minds, it wasn't near anything as bad as what David had done. And yet David said, he shall surely die, and he shall restore unto the poor man fourfold. And then Nathan says to David, this is God speaking to David through Nathan the prophet. Thou art the man. We're going to turn over to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. If I can even find it. We'll read a few verses here, just for context. We'll start at verse 10, Romans 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And verse 19, here's the verse I'm thinking of, the last part of the verse. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. The last part of verse 19, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. I'm going to turn over also to Luke 18. So we heard about the story of David and all those awful sins he committed. And then lastly, after Nathan told him that story, I'm just going to turn to it again. You don't have to turn to it. David says, if I can find the verse here again, I'm sorry. Bear with me. David said, I have sinned against the Lord. Now we're going to Luke 18. Now Luke 18, there was verse 10. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. So are you sitting here tonight and you're thinking about all the good things you do in your life? You think, I come to the gospel meeting every Sunday night and I pay all my taxes and I'm honest to those around me and I go to work every day and do my fair share of things for those around me and help out in the community. Maybe I help my neighbors. That's just like this Pharisee here. He's talking about all the good things he's doing and how he's better than extortioners and better than adulterers. Better even than this publican, he says. A publican was a tax collector and they were known for stealing taxes that they were supposed to be collecting for the Roman government. And then verse 13. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. So he was ashamed of who he was, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. He says, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. So we read about David admitting his sin. He said, I have sinned against the Lord. And then Nathan said to him, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. And just like David realized he was a sinner, realized he was guilty, but yet God put away his sin, you could come to that realization this evening if you're still in your sins. That's why the Lord Jesus died at Calvary, was to take your sin that you deserve to suffer for in hell for all eternity. He took it on himself at Calvary. He paid the payment that was required of your sin in full, 100%. So there's nothing left for you to do but just to accept that what the Bible says about you and about your sin is true, and that you're guilty before God. If you would just accept that you're guilty before God and that you're not better than anybody else, forget about thinking about anybody else. When it comes to being saved, it's an individual thing with God. You're not going to get saved in a group. You're not going to get saved by coming up to the front with a whole bunch of other people. You get saved by coming before God and being honest with God that I have sinned and my sin is taking me to hell. And if you would understand that, God would give you the light and show you that that's why his son died at Calvary, was to save you from your sins. And you could be saved tonight while you're sitting in the seat you're sitting. Many people have been saved sitting in seats just like you were in gospel meetings. And what a joy it would be if you would trust him tonight. May God bless his word.